course, you're saying, well, what happened to Page? I mean, why did he end up on the floor? I mean, what happened, Scott? Well, actually, what had happened during the interview, Jimmy Page was nervous, so he had his hands clenched the whole time. And in one hand was an inhaler. Son of a gun. And we couldn't figure out, I mean, why is he... I mean, he's leaving us. He's actually, he's a gonzo. And, you know, here's, you know, one of the greatest guitar players in the world and everything in his first interview. And it you can't fall asleep. I mean, you're not, no, that, And then once we found the little thing there in a hand, I thought, well, yeah, some a gun. It's a goodie to know about, all right? It's so funny when I think of it. Thank God this isn't television, folks. Well, part of what this day, December 18th, 1992, is about happens to be this. It just arrived. And so it says, Dear Scott, congratulations on 25 great years at WNEW. Best wishes, sincerely, Bob Dylan. He's a guy that wrote my Bible. Thank you, Bob. In 1967, I was playing this song.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. He understands you're orphan with his gun. Crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue.
Listening to Scott Muni on 1027 WNEW FM New York, and it's time for Live at 5. What you got, Scott?
Well, what would I have but a group? How powerful could a group be if they were able to grab as a groupie a prime minister's wife, get her to follow them out of the Canada and on tour? No hooky dookies with a prime minister's wife. Oh, yes, I wonder what group. Well, Mick, Woody, Keith. All right, who's guilty?
We'll be right back. and I hold it tight, but she lived on the 20th floor in town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk on two flat, three flat, four, five, six, seven, fly, eight, fly, four. I put the 12th and I started to sag. 15th floor, I'm ready to drag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run.
Yeah. All right, Silicon.
Are you going to have supporting cast, people like Bobby Keys?
Yeah, I hope so.
So, actually, that was a clip from the press conference with 110 degrees down in Grand Central for the Steel Wheels Tour. Where else to do it but by train tracks? But the Stones, of course, the many times that we have gotten together, some of them have been about tours and about new albums and so forth, and one time they did a surprise thing, and it was here in the city down on Fifth Avenue at a hotel. It was a press conference. So who was in charge of the press conference? Professor Irwin Corey, the double talk specialist. So for 5 minutes, the people from the press were listening to this double talk that had nothing to do about anything. And he's a master at that. And then a guy whispered, okay, Scott, they're outside now. So I had my tape recorder, and I ran outside on the street and around the corner on a flatbed truck playing rock and roll music with the Rolling Stones. And, man, how you could do that on a flatbed truck in the city, but they were doing it, so I got them live and everything. And so I started to say on the radio, we're live, we're down on Fifth Avenue, and I was around 20th, I think. The hotel was 17th or somewhere in there. So it wasn't really mid-Manhattan, but I said the Stones are playing. All of a sudden, everybody's coming into the Stones. So people stop working and say, hey, I want the job. I'm going to see the Stones. And off they went doing their thing. And, you know, each one of the guys, no matter who, Keith has been at our anniversary specials, at the Hard Rock, and we've been at a lot of the individual things that Keith and Mick have done. And it doesn't make any difference what configuration they do get back together again. And when the Stones play, it is magic. They are, along with The Who, which we'll hear about, and Led Zeppelin, all three in the category of We Are, the greatest rock and roll bands in the world. And so, you know, you guys choose up sides, because I'm not going to get in that fray, because I love it. It's only rock and roll. I love it. Love it a lot. But these guys have given us so much music, have been in and out of, well, I think I'm going to leave the group and do my own thing, which Wyman is saying now. And as Keith said, well, I'm going to tell him, look, I'm either going to punch you in the nose and force you to, or we're going to replace you with a female. And that'll get him back in the group, but I don't know about that. And one time I was in Paris to do a thing with Sting, and who did I bump into but the Stones? So, I mean, that was a double-dip trip. And we had some fun. You bump into people in the strangest places. And the Stones are worldwide, and the whole thing is unbelievable. When, you know, when you think about my 25 years, yeah, did I get to meet some people? And yes, I did. Did I get to hang out? Yeah, I did. Did we get together again? Yes. And Did you ever hear a poker game on the radio? There was one poker game played live on the radio. Naturally, it happened at WNEW-FM. And, well, it was the Grateful Dead. Who else would it be? But now they come up one afternoon, we're all in the studio messing around, and out comes a deck of cards and a box of poker chips, brand new. So everybody got their chips and all, and then all of a sudden I hear, you know, shuffling the cards and say, we're going to play poker. I said, okay. So, you know, this is kind of hard to do, no music or anything, and I've got to describe to everybody who's got what in their hands and who's bidding and betting. And so we were betting. We played a couple of hands, three or four hands, and I was doing okay. And then all of a sudden I looked at my cards after he redealt, and I said, uh-oh. And I looked, and I had four kings on the deal. And I said, this may be the end of this game because I'm betting everything I got. So I did the chips. Yeah, I'll call you. So now all the chips are over there. And I said, what do you got? I said, four kings. He said, you win. So I said, well, I kind of thought I was going to win, but what happens now? He said, now that you got all the chips and you won, you get to play our new album. So that's what I won in the poker game and the chips. I have the box of poker chips. I have the deck of cards. And we still have Jerry Garcia in the Grateful Dead. Don't let that deal go down.
Since it cost a lot to win and even more to lose, you and me bound to spend some time wondering what to choose. Goes to show you don't ever know what each card around. Don't you let that deal go down, no, no. Don't you let that deal go down. Don't you let that deal go down. Don't you let that deal go down, no, no.
So that deal did go down, and of course the deck was stacked. Or how else could I've gotten the four kings? So that's the way that song goes. The Grateful Dead, some more friends, a little help through our 25 years, all the guys in the Dead, and so many other people as we put them together. There's one thing that I wanted you to know, since apparently the top story in the news, one of them is the starvation in Somalia, and as we know, a few years ago, Ethiopia next door. But years before that, and before we were concerned with that, we were thinking more about Vietnam, and then that ended. There was a guy from Long Island named Harry Chapin who would do, 150 or 200 concerts a year. 150 of them would be for those who are hungry here. And the rest of them would be for Harry. So, actually, Harry didn't get rich. Harry didn't become one of the wealthy rock stars because he always spread his money out. Now, Harry started on this radio station, World Hunger, and the Hunger Hotline by doing radiothons for hunger. Harry would come to WNEW-FM, go on the air for 24 hours, bring friends and guests up, and ask people to send in money to open a couple of kitchens so that the hungry in New York, and people were saying, well, is there anybody hungry? Oh, yes, there always was, all across America. But Harry was concerned about this, and he spent his life and his time in his concerts to get money to open the kitchens that are still here and the Hunger Hotline, which is still here, and all those things. He was a wonderful person. And Harry had this little goofy Volkswagen Bug, a Beetle, I should say, because that's what they were called for a while, and a Bug mainly. But it was 10 years old, and it didn't run good. And unfortunately, Harry was on the way into the city one day, and the thing was breaking down on the worst place of all, the Long Island Expressway, when a tractor-trailer collided. And we lost Harry Chapin, a guy who spent all that time. Gratefully, we still share what he did, and we are aware, because of a guy like Harry Chapin, of people who are hungry, people who are starving, here, around the corner from us, and across America. So I got to thank Harry, and of course he did a concert to help out one of the charities we were doing, too, because he just liked to do that. That was what he was about, Harry Chapin.
All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The season's spinning round again, the years keep rolling by. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The season's spinning round again, the years keep rolling by. All my life's a circle, there's sunrise and
Harry Chapin, one of a kind. And anybody that had the pleasure, as I did, of knowing Harry Chapin knows what I mean. Wow. Well, they did do a park out there, and his name's prominent on Long Island. And you younger people, that's what Harry Chapin was about, helping other people and concern. And that's important. 25 years of rock, 25 years, same place. Scott Muni. 1027 NEWFM. We got a little more time coming up.